I spent the next few days being certain Guy would be out to get me in some sort of ill-fated revenge scenario. Waiting around the apartment made me antsy, so I did as many shifts as I could at Julian's. I was back at Julian's the next day when Fortin came in.
Sure, I'm in it. Take as long as you want. We'll go make some croque monsieur's.
I got more bad news, kid.
What?
Eve disappeared.
What?
Gone. Kaput.
Was I next?
Is he...
That's all I know.
Thanks for telling me.
Hey, we have a deal.
What about the berries we collected?
Inconclusive. We need some solid, hard evidence. You know, I can bend the rules, but I cannot break them.
Maybe I should go over...
No. Don't do anything.
But
is that clear?
Yeah, sure.
I needed to do something. But what? I went to talk to Uncle Percy.
Uncle Percy? Can I talk to you?
Sure.
I'm in danger.
Danger? That's bad.
Fortin's partner, Guy Rose, has been threatening me.
Oh, bad when cops go bad.
I don't know what to do.
Well, if you just sit around, it might go nowhere, this whole situation, or worse.
There is nothing much to say to that.
You want my advice?
Very much.
Then act now. Take the upper hand.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's like beating animals out of the jungle. Make some noise and they'll go running. And then you can see what's happening.
You mean I should go and see Herbert?
Yes.
But Fortin told me to do nothing.
Sometimes you have to ignore what people say.
Uncle Percy was right. Evidence. If we waited for evidence on Herbert Rose, I'd be Uncle Percy's age by the time he was arrested. I couldn't wait. I was tired of waiting. It made me crazy. I drove out to National Brands in Ville d'Anjou to confront Herbert. Yeah. There was just that one car in the parking lot. Herbert's. He was there. The door to the office block was open. I was grateful. I didn't really feel up to drop-kicking it. I went in and up to Herbert's office.
What do you want?
You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you. You was snooping around a little while ago.
Yeah, it was important. People were dying.
They can't prove anything.
You did it, didn't you?
I was gonna lose a fortune. I had 60 tons of blueberries sitting in a warehouse in North Carolina. And then I get this government fax telling me that the whole crop is contaminated and to please destroy immediately.
You did this just for money?
Hey, it doesn't grow on trees. You have to make it happen.
But people died.
We all die. Now, I'd appreciate it if you'd sit.
He had a gun. I did as he asked.
What happens now?
I've got some delectables here for you.
It was a dish of blueberries.
Would you like a little sugar on them? No? Just a berry or two and you'll be dead and cease to be a problem. Open wide.
He held my nose.
Open wide.
Eventually, he was able to jam a spoonful of the berries in.
A good boy. You don't look too good.
I think we'll fall.